Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been on a subject on Sunday for some time that we're calling the Ministry of Reconciliation. And this may be our 12th lesson on it. And I think we're nearing the completion of this particular teaching. But I feel like we weren't quite through with this, at least. Needed to talk about it another time, at least. And so let's get into it. Psalm 133, verse 1. He said, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, and went down the skirts of his garment. The dew of Hermon and the dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion, for there the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore. It is wonderful when we are in unity and harmony. Well, by contrast, it's terrible when we're not, when we're in strife and we're fighting and there's animosity. And you'll notice where there's unity, there was anointing and there was blessing. And you'll see that in the New Testament repeatedly when they were in one place and one mind and one accord, great things happened. The Spirit of God manifested, anointing and blessing, and miraculous things. And it's no coincidence that the New Testament commandment is what? For us to love one another, as this is believers, Christians, loving one another as He has loved us. And numerous other scriptures in the New Testament encourage us and even command us to be in unity and not be in strife. And because of this, the enemy is always trying to stir up strife because he knows a house divided, church divided, a family divided, it'll fall. It can't stand. Well, does the enemy want you to fall or stand? He wants you to fall. And so that's why there are times you really have to show some strength not to cause a fight.
That's right.
Or participate in an argument and strife, because the thoughts and the feelings just keep coming and just keep coming and just keep coming. The devil is a pusher. He pushes you. He's a manipulator. And he's trying to just keep bringing those thoughts and those feelings to you until you get so agitated that you go explode on somebody. And then, of course, that makes them mad and upsets them. And what you don't know is he's been pushing them too. And it can just get so bad that you just write each other off. And you don't want anything to do with each other. Don't speak to each other for the next 15 years. This has happened too much. I'm talking about among Christians. But none of this is the will of God. None of it. Now, go with me, if you would, to 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter and the 17th verse. 2 Corinthians 5:17. He said, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Now, that's not on the outside, because the day after you got born again, if you looked in the mirror, you look just like you did the day before. All things are not new on the outside, but on the inside. There is an inner man, there's an outer man. The inner man was changed. Actually was recreated. All things are of God, who's reconciled us to Himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. You know, upon you being reconciled to God, you then take on the ministry of helping other people get reconciled to God. Did you know you have a ministry?
Yes.
You say, well, I'm not a preacher. I'm not talking about you being a preacher. You have a ministry of reconciliation. Do you care about people?
Yes.
Whether they're lost or not.
Amen.
Then people that are at odds with God, you want them to be reconciled to God. Don't you?
Yes.
He will use you. If you'll be open and unashamed and unafraid, He'll use you to help people see the reality of God and get reconciled to Him. You don't have to preach sermons. You don't have to quote a whole bunch of scriptures. You don't have to know Hebrew or Greek definitions of words. What you do need to be is unashamed of what the Lord has done for you. Right? And be a willing witness. Now this applies to you if you're 15 years old or if you're 95. It's exactly the same. You should be. No, I said it wrong. You are a witness.
Yes.
Everywhere you go.
Yes.
The question is, are you a good one? Or not so good? What do you mean? The Lord said, you know, after the Spirit of God's come on you, you'll be witnesses unto me. The thing you are an eyewitness of is what He did for you. You were there when you got born again. You know what happened. You were there when He healed your body. You were there when He helped you get out of depression. You were there, right? When He helped you pay your bills. Now, you're an eyewitness. Who can tell you that didn't happen? I was there. It happened to me. Right? And what you don't want to, you know, push something off from somebody if they don't want to hear it. But if anybody is amenable to it, and there are times and situations where they're going through things that they need, that you can say, well, I was right there. I was where you are. Right? And the Lord helped me to see this. And I called out to Him, and I believed on Him, and He saved me. I was changed from the inside. Hallelujah. I called on to Him, and He healed me. Praise God. And whether you're in school, high school, university, on the job, profession, I don't care where you are, what's going on, that's who you are. That's what you are. And in the right situation, you should not be hesitant to speak right up. And say, well, let me tell you what He did for me.
That's good. Amen.
You're a witness. Keep going. He goes on to say, God was in Christ reconciling the world to Himself, not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. We got a ministry of reconciliation, every single believer does. And our ministry involves this word or this message of reconciliation. What is that? God is not against you because of your sins and your failures and your mistakes. You don't have to become good enough to be back in fellowship with Him. Jesus paid for it. He paid for everything you did wrong. And God wants you to come to Him and to be in fellowship with Him, be reconciled to Him. Verse 20, now then we are ambassadors for Christ. So you're a new creation, you got a ministry, you got a message, and you got a title. You're somebody, I'm telling you, you're an ambassador for Christ. As God did beseech you by us, we pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God. Now this is revelation. All of it is, but concerning what some would try to leave the impression, well, if Jesus has already paid for everybody's sins, past, present, and future, then they're already reconciled to God. They just don't know it. Not true. Is everybody listening? If that was true, then this is unnecessary. There doesn't need to be any ministry of reconciliation. There doesn't need to be us trying to tell anybody be reconciled to God, because they already are. Can you see this?
Amen.
Now, it is true. Jesus took our place, became sin with our sin, paid the price for all the world, all sins, for everybody, for all the world, past, present, and future. That is true. He doesn't need to do anything else to pay for our mistakes. It's done. But you still must receive it. If you don't receive it, it's not true for you. You won't experience it. You won't enjoy it. There's a lot of talk about grace these days, and grace is one of the most amazing, wonderful things you could talk about. One thing to remember, though, grace, another word for grace, is gift. All of God's grace are His gifts. The only gifts you enjoy are those you
receive.
There's another side to enjoying a gift. Come on, can you see this? God has given us, by His grace, the new birth, forgiveness of sin, righteousness, holiness, peace, joy, healing, victory, protection, abundance, on and on. But how much of that will you enjoy? Only what you receive. And what you receive it by faith. And it's typified by what happened with God's first covenant people that He delivered out of Egyptian bondage. He told them, if you read Deuteronomy and other places, He said, I have given you the land of Canaan. Not going to. Not in the process. He said, I have given it to you. Then the next phrase He says, go up and possess it. Now that first generation, millions of people, did not enjoy one day in Canaan's land their whole life. They wandered around out in the desert in circles and lived hard and died young. And Hebrews says the works were finished for them to go into the promised land before the foundation of the world. It was not God's will or plan that they wander around out there. He intended for them to go straight through there and possess the promised land. But the first generation didn't do it. Even though God had given all that to them, they enjoyed none of it. What's given by grace must be received and possessed by faith.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to the series, The Ministry of Reconciliation, in its entirety, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 4th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.